Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
See, they're flying in like missiles already. John in Galway texts 51551 to say one lucky point out of nine, abject failure. And that's about Ireland at the World Cup. Another, we've one class player, Katie McCabe. Vera should have let the players begin to play without fear of losing. Vera is too negative, says that player. Says that player on the sideline, maybe. Jerry D texts the programme to say hardly a level playing pitch. Vera Powell contract reviewed after the tournament. Men's team manager gets contracts renewed before tournaments, and on they go. And we'll bring you some more to 51551 a little bit later on. But one of the blessings of big Irish families is the amount of cousins it brings into our lives. And summertime is cousin time. A lot of families catching up with cousins, young and old. And Irish Examiner columnist Jennifer Horgan has been writing about this special relationship today in the paper, and she joins me now. Jennifer, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac.
One of the pieces or the arguments that jumped out at me is that you say it's way beyond just good friends or a relation that you spend time with. Having good cousins helps forge your identity. How so? What do you mean?
I suppose it's that thing that, you know, with friendships, as wonderful as they are, they do require a little bit of work. You know, you have to check in with your friends regularly enough to keep that relationship strong, I think. I mean, there are a few exceptions maybe, but with cousins, you know, I feel like years can go by and it's like a glimpse of them across the room, you know, will give you that lovely kind of warm anchoring feeling. So yeah, you don't need to put that much into it. It's just there, you know, by nature of your relationship, the fact that you're related, the time they have spent together.
And sometimes you mightn't spend too much time with cousins, but there's an eerie similarity.
Isn't there? Yeah, there's something, isn't it? It's not even necessarily physical. It's just the fact that you've come from the same source. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's quite funny as well, like when you discover that your cousins have another side. I think that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you alluding to there? The misadventures.
Misadventures. Like they have cousins on the other side, you know, like their mother's or their father's side.
Okay.
And you realize that, oh, wait a second, they've got this whole thing going on with a whole different bunch of people. It feels a bit like, an act of treason or something.
Yeah. I know what you mean. No, but in your piece today in The Examiner, you were writing about, different musical memories that you might have had. It might have been Billy Joel's Piano Man or En Vogue's Don't Let Go, and the Kerry Wildlife adventures and cycling the pads and so on. I mean, what prompted you to write about the special relationship with cousins?
It was actually, I was at a party there last week with a group of old friends, and one of my friends, she was just kind of sitting back relaxing, and she just said out of nowhere, "Aren't cousins amazing?" And she had just been on a holiday with her sister and their kids. And it just struck me. It was like, God, you don't really hear that being said very often. Mm-hmm. And it's so true, particularly this time of year, as you say, it's kind of cousin time. And the memories I kind of, include in the article are of myself and my cousin when we were sort of preteens. And I used to be sent down to Kerry to spend a few weeks with her. She was the same age as me. And yeah, we used to cycle every night and kind of sing songs. And you know, they're such treasured memories. And I don't see her that often, but I feel like our bond is extremely close and it's not changing, you know.
Do you think that the memories are more cherished, Jennifer, now as the years slip by, as they are for all of us?
Absolutely. I think that's key. Like, I'm in my early 40s now, so it's a long time ago. You don't know at the time, how significant they are. And it's lovely to think that this summer there are loads of little cousins, young cousins, spending time with each other. Mm-hmm. And in 30, 40 years' time, they'll be looking back as I am now.
There's another thing as well that makes your article all the more important, I think, today. And I think that the Irish family has shrunk in the last, let's say, 15, 20 years or whatever the case may be. So all of us who are of that vintage, and I just turned 43 yesterday, but a really, really young looking 43, right?
Yeah, but same as myself, Cormac.
I think there's a kind of an urgency almost for the smaller family now to ensure that these one or two siblings gets to know their cousin and to make sure that they know they're part of a wider family network.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think people are making more of an effort. Like, they didn't have to make an effort a generation ago because there was, as you say, so many. Whereas now, certainly with my brother, you know, he has two children and I do try and get them together as often as I can. And my husband's family would be the same. And I suppose there's something nice about that, and because we recognize how important it was for us. So we want to pass that on. But yeah, it probably doesn't happen as naturally as it once did. And maybe the effort we're making is, yeah, reflective of just how important that relationship is.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen as naturally, maybe because we know now that, you know, siblings might be the other side of the world, and not just for a World Cup either. They might have immigrated to Australia or Canada or wherever the case may be. And there's a poignancy to that, isn't there? Because you mightn't get a chance to get to know your little cousin if you're younger.
There absolutely is. And I lived abroad for a number of years and had small kids, and you could see how, you know, people did band together as if they were family. And I think when you are an expat, you do create family abroad because you have to, because it is such an important thing. And I have neighbours even who are from, you know, elsewhere. And I think they would relate to people in the park as being like their cousins, you know, and hopefully that relationship will also last into the future.
Yeah, I think it's a really good piece in the Irish Examiner today, Jennifer. And I think it got an awful lot of people thinking about their cousins and people in Texas. I'm sure memories now, more of them to 51551.